Welcome to Everything is Messy, the podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm someone who loves to create content, products, and services to help others level up in business and in life. I even wrote a book about it, and now I have a store. Everything is Messy is a one-stop shop for women who want it and deserve it all. From personal development to productivity, podcasting and publishing, small business strategies to entrepreneurship, and so much more. Tune in every week to enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast experience and hear fun, fearless, and focused conversations from myself and my incredible guests, from trending topics to stories of resilience and all things business. And let's not forget about a few of my favorites: mindset, healthy recipes, and organizing tips. These episodes are created to get you to where you want to be right now. The purpose of the show is to motivate you, inspire you, and prove to you that anything is possible if you just put in the work. So grab your favorite notebook and pen, because it's time to get organized and turn those dreams of yours into reality. I'm living proof that manifesting and visualizing and having a never give up attitude work. And now it's my job to help you achieve your goals by doing the same, or just to provide some laughs along the way. I'm so glad you are here. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome to a holiday edition of the Everything is Messy podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and you are listening to episode 290. Today, I want to share a few things on how to improve your mental health and kind of keep an eye and ear out for others' mental health during this holiday season. So the holidays are tough for a lot of people, myself included, and we all can have our personal gratitude practices and meditation practices and doing all the things that like make us feel good, right? Well, lately I've decided that I wanted to do a positivity practice, a positive practice. So every day I write down morning, noon, and night. I usually do it breakfast, lunch, and dinner because then I won't forget. And I even set alarms in my phone. And I just write down in my journal three things that are positive that happened today so that my mind steers clear away from the negativity and I don't end up in a dark hole and holiday depression. I've been very vocal on this show about mental health, so I just wanted to share a couple things that have been happening to me during the week that I shifted my mindset and then really helped me just move out of that situation, feeling mentally, physically, and emotionally so much better. So the holidays are really stressful. They're really emotional. Like I said earlier, they're just really tough for a lot of people. I go in waves. So I am somebody that my friends are my family. So sometimes it really bothers me that that's the scenario. Long story short. So, you know, a lot of my friends have families and they do things with their families. So I've come up with like my own little personal routines and things that I do by myself that make me just feel really good. So I'm going to get into those in a little bit, but a couple things that I've noticed throughout the crazy like holiday Thanksgiving prep while I've been out and about and at stores, some things have happened. And I really have done so much work on myself with the meditations and my sound baths and just so much more, where I really have been able to shift my mind on how I approach and how I think and feel about something that's happening like at the very moment. So for example, if somebody, say you're at your local supermarket and somebody behind you, it's like a mile deep, right? The person behind you is huffing and puffing and they're like stomping their feet like impatient USA, right? What you need to do is just be calm and grateful that you even have the money to be there in the first place. Be grateful that you get to be in line. Be grateful that you get to swipe your card. Be grateful that you get to buy food for your friends and family, period. Just be extra grateful and know that that person is going through something for them to be reacting like that. That's always the case. And I usually let that person cut ahead of me. So that way I hopefully maybe made their day and they feel a little bit better about the situation that they're in, because right now they're in a negative mind. I want to help them become a little bit more positive. Now, if you're driving on the road, this week was just insane when it came to like errands. I know I'm not alone with this, but the drivers in San Diego are just like out of control. I'm an East Coast driver. But now, but my friends always still say I'm like the slowest driver, so I don't know how that's possible. But for some reason, like in San Diego, for example, when it rains, people don't know how to drive. Like in the East Coast, like we drive in hurricanes, we drive in snow, like it's just crazy. And I haven't done that in years. So that's just an example. But people here, they just, it's crazy. I mean, honestly, everywhere, it's not just San Diego. Like people drive like lunatics during the holiday season. So rather than somebody riding your ass in the car or just riding next to you or slamming on the brake, like whatever the case may be, and you're in your vehicle, let's like be safe about these things and just let them go ahead of you. You just be the kind person and let them go first at the light. Let them go first at the stop sign. Like just let them go because they are clearly in a rush, and then you feel good about letting them go. They're obviously excited, and then you feel good about doing something positive for them. I've missed out on so many car accidents by literally being mindful and like pausing for a minute. Just 2 weeks ago, I would have been in this huge car pileup, but for some reason, I took another turn and I literally missed it. And they were there for at least 2 hours, so many rescues and everything. They were there for so long, and I would have been one of the cars because I saw the car with me in the parking lot that had left in front of me. And I was like, oh, let me just go out this side of the exit. And they were there and I wasn't. So that's, I don't know, luck or whatever I was like manifesting or being mindful about. But like something in my gut just told me like, go the other way. So I did. So now when you're out and you're Christmas shopping and oh my God, I went to the mall on Sunday and it was crazy busy. I could not like even comprehend the amount of people that were at the mall. But there's also so many people that are still like afraid to come out of the house because of the pandemic, or they just like their anxiety is through the roof. People are still walking around with masks on, sometimes because you have to, sometimes because they want to, depending on where you're located. But just do something nice and just smile. Smile with your eyes or smile, you know, say please, say thank you. Have manners, like common courtesy. You don't understand like how far that goes to somebody on the other receiving end when they're going through dark depression. And I'm saying this because I've been there and I can feel it like slowly creeping up just because I'm dealing with some health stuff again that I'll share, I don't know, maybe next week. But I'm like, oh my God, I can't even deal with this right now. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn this negative energy and this sadness and this depression that it's like slowly, you know, creeping in on my life, and turn things into a positive moment and just help more people. So I'm shopping with, more small businesses and promoting them every single week on the show. I went to a local flower stand instead of the market and purchased these flowers for my friends for Thanksgiving. And I hold the door open for people. I always make eye contact. I said happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I tipped more than 20% everywhere I went. It's just like the little things. And people are literally like caught off guard when you're like, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. Like, oh yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. Like, that shouldn't be the case. Like, we need more kindness in the world. Like, why are you shocked that I'm being like grateful for the service that you just provided and me wishing you a happy holiday and a great day off? Like, that shouldn't be a shock. That should be the norm. You know what I'm saying? And I've done so many shows lately around the service aspect and how it's hard for businesses to find people. And I experienced it myself when I just put out a LinkedIn job post and I had great interviews with people. And then on the other spectrum, like awful interviews with people. And I haven't interviewed people in over a decade like that. So that was definitely a learning experience, but I understand how they totally ghost you after they're so interested. I'm like, but you're the one that's going to make money. Like, why don't you follow up? You obviously don't give a shit. And I talk to my friends that are in retail and other, you know, luxury travel industries and all different industries. And they're saying the same exact thing. Like, good help is so hard to find. So if you are a business owner and you have great employees, like show them some extra love, because until you experience what I even just experienced, like really small conversations, it's just incredible, like what is going on right now in the economy and the people looking for jobs and the people that don't even give a shit and like just don't even want to work. Like, it's so crazy. Here I am and like so many of my friends, like giving and nobody like even cares like to be a part of that gratefulness, you know? I don't know. So speaking of giving, I this week decided that I wanted to do a giving week. So every single day, I'm giving something away. I'm giving gifts. And the way that you can be a part of this giving week is by joining my newsletter. That's it. But the great part about joining my newsletter is as soon as you sign up, you get a complimentary copy of my digital copy of my latest book, Everything is Messy. So if you're into personal development, you're into creating healthy recipes, it's a 2-in-1 and you're going to love it. And it's totally free. You also are entered automatically into the 12 Days of Christmas holiday giveaway. And that I am doing 12-1 for 12 days straight. I'm working with 12 brands and every day I'm giving away these incredible holiday bundles. I have pitched all these brands and I'm working with them and I love their products and I've posted about them so often. And I just want to give this holiday season like as much as I can. So if a brand says, yes, I want to work with you, the product is on the way to my house and I put something together amazing for you. And that's just what I like to do. When I am feeling like moody, when I feel like the depression is setting in and like the holidays, like last year for my book, I was giving away pre-order packages and I worked with a bunch of brands then. I just like to give gifts, period. So if I can do it at any expense, which by the way, let me explain to you how much I love doing this. I'm willing to go to the post office December 1st through the 12th and stand in line and mail one of these out to one of you lucky winners every single day. That's how much I give a shit. That is how much I care. I want to do this so bad and I've been wanting to do it for a couple of holidays, but you know, the pandemic and people touching things and then like I should just send like Lysol wipes and it was like a shit show. So I'm like, that's not going to work out. So if you head to my Instagram, you can find me at Kellyanne Gorman Official. You can actually click the link in my bio. It's my link tree there. And you can actually read the first few days of the newsletters that have gone out and then sign up. That way you can see all the goodies and you don't miss out. I'm taking them down probably Saturday. So I'll have Monday through Friday. And what else did I want to share? Well, let me take a sip of my delicious coffee for a minute. By the way, have you not seen me posting or talking about super coffee? Because I've been drinking it for the past year, over a year. Why do nugget ice cubes make so much, like everything so much better? Okay, so what I'm drinking right now is the white chocolate peppermint ready to go drink. It has 0 added sugar, 10 grams of protein, and 200 milligrams of caffeine. And 70 calories per bottle. It is so good. I actually just use a little bit of this to add to my coffee because they were sold out of the creamer. And that also has 0 added sugar and protein as well. There's a bunch of different flavors and I'm working with them this whole holiday season. So if you would like to visit drinksupercoffee.com and use the code SUPERKELLY, you will get 15% off. And that's with everything. You can try their grounds. They have the cups. They have ready-to-go drinks. They have so many products. They're literally exploding. They're everywhere. They're at 7-Eleven. They're at Whole Foods. They're at Trader Joe's. Target. Maybe they'll be at Trader Joe's soon. They're literally popping up like every single place where I go. And I'm just so grateful because I have cases on cases on cases in my office. And I just love a white chocolate peppermint moment of anything. Because, well, let's go back to Trader Joe's. They have thin pretzels. It's like dark chocolate peppermint bark pretzels. It is so good. I ate the whole bag the other day. I was so stressed out, but they were so good. And then, of course, I had a sugar hangover. But anyway, super coffee is delicious. It's a little bit of positivity and a little bit of energy in every single drink. I myself always ground I get the grounds of the dark roast and the vanilla, and I do 5 tablespoons of each. I brew it and then I have it chilled. So I have chilled iced coffee all week with my little nugget ice cubes. But yeah, I use a little bit of this white chocolate peppermint in my actual coffee just to add like a little bit because I'm out of the creamer. So this coffee is so good. I'm like staring at the bottle. I wish I was on video right now so you could see because I just like love their branding, their packaging, their fonts, their colors, like it's so good. And if you're keto, lactose-free, and looking for a gluten-free drink, this is also it. 70 calories for the entire bottle. That's insane. With no added sugar. They sweeten it with monk fruit. It's delicious. So if you want to experience the deliciousness that I am, just head to drinksupercoffee.com and use the code SUPERKELLY. And I didn't create that code. They gave it to me and am kind of here for. So enter SuperKelly at checkout and you will get to try all of your favorite Super Coffee products for 15% off. Now, I have so many other codes for you. They will all be in the show notes, but I really want to talk to you about HoneyBook. Because last episode, I mentioned it a little bit, but HoneyBook is something that I'm using now. It's literally an all-in-one platform for a small business owner or business coaches, somebody that's on the online space that does everything I do. So if you need automation, proposals, contracts, scheduling, automation, I'm a huge fan of, invoicing, you can import all of that into HoneyBook, and it's like a one-stop shop for like back-end logistics, maintenance, scheduling. I already said that, but like, obviously, I'm so scheduled and organized, I need to repeat myself. But if you are looking for something that literally is like a one-stop shop, that is it. You need HoneyBook. Because I was paying like $5 to $10, these like super tiny fees every single month for like 10 to 12 different platforms that I need to run my back end of my business. HoneyBook, it's one fee. And for you, I have 50% off. So if you go to honeybook.com, enter the code EVERYTHINGISMESSY, you will get 50% off for the year. You can even try the monthly and you can also try the 7-day trial. So you can do monthly, you can do yearly. It's not even $200 for the entire year. That's a steal, like absolute steal. So I feel like this works best for somebody in the coaching industry, but if you're a photographer, anything service provided, just check it out and look at the back end and see if you like it. You know, 7-day trial, it's free. Just try. That's what I did. So that will also be in the show notes. And then if you are looking to earn a little bit more extra cash this holiday season, all you need to do is sign up for my affiliate program, and that will give you 20% commission and also give you a discount code that you can share with your friends, your family, your following, and that will give them 20% off as well as free shipping off all my apparel, home, kitchen, decor, etc. I'm so excited about that. Now, something I haven't talked about in a while is the self-credit builder, and that is the loan that I pay $25 a month for, and then they give me a debit card so then I can use the funds that are in the loan, and it has boosted my credit like no other, like hundreds of points, and my problem was I had no credit, so now I have a ton of credit, and I swear to God, self-credit builder is how that happened. So if you want any more information on that, the link will also be in the show notes, and then while you are shopping, you seriously need to download this app right now. It's called Fetch Rewards app. And I have a code. It's FU. Actually, I don't have it in front of me. It will be in the show notes like everything else. You need to download this app because it scans. You just take a picture of all your receipts and gives you points. And they're also doing this like massive giveaway. I think I saw them last post like 500,000 points, but you get 2,000 points to start off with for free when you download the app. The app is free as well. You download the app, you take pictures of your receipts, it scans them, and then it tracks them and gives you points. Now you're like, well, what do I do with these points? The points you use towards gift cards. So if you need to buy for 1 million teachers for your kids or want to donate to a charity, you can take those points and use them as money and do that. Just that. It's so simple. The app is free. Taking pictures of your receipts are free. And then every month, it gives you a report of how much you're actually spending. I track my expenses every single day. And if I miss something, I can always go back to the app and it will show me what I scanned. So if I'm out to dinner, if I'm getting gas, I get my car washed because I go there all the time. I constantly scan my $7 receipt and I'm always gaining points. So if you want to save some money and start scanning today, Fetch Rewards app. I thought I had my code memorized, but I don't. It's been a long one. it's in the show notes. So check it out. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. You will not be disappointed because I'm right now, I think I have like 25,000 points and I really just want to donate it to charities this holiday season. And that's taken me a while to get. Like I downloaded this over a year ago and granted, I've like forgotten a lot of receipts, like, you know, all the things that I pay for digitally, those aren't on there. But the best part is that, especially now, I almost forgot to mention this, you can import your Amazon shopping. So if you're doing all of your holiday shopping on Amazon, you're literally going to get thousands of points. But you're going to start off with 2,000 points if you use my code. And then you can use those points, again, towards gift cards, shopping online or donate it to a charity that's listed there. So I think that's pretty cool. So I just wanted to, you know, circle back and just briefly touch on the three positive practices that I'm doing every single day: breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm setting alarms on my phone, and I really am just doing this for myself and sharing it with you. So if you're in a mindset like me right now, where your mental health could be struggling, you feel good sometimes, sometimes you do not, and you're like, I really want to like try the best. Like, I want to be the best version of myself. I want to like try my best and feel so good like every single day. Like, just try something like this out. I call it the three positive practice. Well, that's what I wrote. I don't really call it anything, but I'm calling it that so that you understand like what the hell I'm talking about. And just becoming more mindful and aware and present and feel all the feels. I had a cry session today. Not gonna lie. Like, what else? What have I ever like held back on the show? Let's be honest. And I was like, oh my God, it's the holidays. So sometimes you just gotta cry it out. Watch that damn Hallmark movie. FaceTime with your friend for 2.5 hours. Drink all the wine and just live your best life, you know? So I just wanted to, it was just really important to me today to record an episode like this, because you never know who's struggling. You never know who just needs like a little holiday pick-me-up, a little holiday cheer. And then if that's you, now you maybe have some tips and tricks. But if it's not you and you have somebody, again, behind you huffing and puffing, or somebody like slamming on their brakes or being an ass on the highway, like, they're going through something. So just let them go and you be the bigger person. So thanks for listening as always, and be sure to check out the show notes. Be sure to join the newsletter, because I'm giving so many products and programs and services away, and I just want you to take it all away from me. I literally, like, I'm so excited to be where I am right now, in a place where I'm working with these brands and I can give you guys like the best holiday treats and goodness and newsletters delivered right to your inbox. And I'm on LinkedIn newsletter now too, which is so amazing, as well as live. So I'm going to be doing live videos probably December 1st, the first week of December. Let's just say that. So that's it for right now. I'm signing off with my delicious coffee. Don't forget to use the code SuperKelly at drinksupercoffee.com. You will receive 15% off all your coffee needs. It's so good. By the way, I didn't mention it's organic and it has antioxidants and vitamins in it. It's not just like a Folgers. That's not acceptable over here. You can only have good organic coffee. So I'm signing off. Happy holidays. I hope that you have the best week. And if you got anything of this out of this episode, let me know. Leave me a review. I'd love to see it. Have a great day. Thanks so much for tuning in to Everything is Messy, the podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I would love to know. Just leave me a review on the app or website you're listening on. To learn more about myself, join the community, read my book, or shop the collection, visit everythingismessy.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up to receive my weekly newsletter so you get all my announcements first. For all the behind the scenes and day-to-day content, follow along on Instagram at Kellyanne Gorman Official and Everything is Messy Collection. Links are in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share, send me a message on everythingismessy.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. It truly means the world to me. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Everything is Messy is produced and syndicated under A Million Dreams Publishing. For more information on how you can launch your own book, podcast, or digital series, visit amilliondreamspublishing.com.